This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Journalist and author John Edgerton was born in 1935 in Atlanta, Georgia, the son of a traveling salesman. When he was an infant, his family moved to a small town in western Kentucky called KD's. Edgerton had a propensity for writing at an early age. In fact, his first job as a writer was in grade school, covering high school sports for the KD's Record. After serving 2 years in the Army and then earning his undergraduate and master's degrees from the University of Kentucky in 1960, Edgerton worked in public relations. But it didn't take long before he began writing freelance, primarily nonfiction, specializing in education, race relations, and social cultural issues for several publications based in Nashville, Tennessee. He also wrote a syndicated food column for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and other Southern newspapers, and he became a senior correspondent for the Tennessean. In 1983, Edgerton wrote the book titled Generations, An American Family, which won the Lillian Smith Award. It's the saga of the Ledfords of Lancaster, Kentucky, which the reviewers said transcended family biography to become a social history of our national experience, a metaphor of America. A 20th anniversary edition of this book was released in 2003. Edgerton has been described as a son of the South who grew up when the Ku Klux Klan was almost as mainstream there as the Rotary Club. He used the written word, humility, and ultimately the power of the Southern table to champion racial reconciliation and lead a new generation of writers and cooks to look beyond cliches and division to understand the region. His book titled Speak Now Against the Day, The Generation Before the Civil Rights Movement in the South, published in 1994, is a mix of memoir and history that explores how progressive blacks and whites in the 1930s and 40s laid the groundwork for the dismantling of a segregated South. Edgerton explained in an interview, "This is my story. I grew up right here during that time when all these things were happening, and I didn't know it. The stories of all these people will be in my head forever." The New York Times reviewed the book as a stunning achievement and a sprawling, engrossing, deeply moving account of those Southerners, black and white, who raised their voices to challenge the South's racial mores. The book won the Robert F. Kennedy Book Award for its treatment of the struggles of the poor and underprivileged. But it was his book titled Southern Food, At Home, On the Road in History, that many consider to be Edgerton's masterwork. He used this book to demonstrate that food is a potent way to achieve racial reconciliation, a belief he imparted to the cooks and food writers he mentored. All in all, Edgerton wrote or edited approximately 20 nonfiction books, and was one of the founders of the Southern Foodways Alliance at the University of Mississippi. He believed that food could fix just about anything. In John Edgerton's own words, "I've kind of cobbled together a modestly successful career out of the predicting of the imminent demise of the South, and all that's kept me in the game is its refusal to die."
Support for the Authors Page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. More info at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.